Welcome to the Pitcott Podcast. I'm Annabelle Pitcott.
And I'm Bill Pitcott.
Today, we are undertaking a deep dive into a really essential and deeply personal topic.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about navigating the emotional and physical stress of pregnancy. And we're drawing specifically from the wisdom in Pitcott's best-selling guide, The Gentle Art of Pregnancy Stress Relief.
And this deep dive is really for you, the learner, if you're looking for actionable insights that go, you know, way beyond just surface level advice.
Right.
The source material here, it's not just a list of things to do. It's a whole 10-point framework for fundamentally shifting your approach to the entire journey.
To make sure you and the baby are both in a good space.
Exactly. And we're going to get into why these methods actually work.
Okay, so let's unpack this. The Pitcott Guide, it immediately acknowledges this universal truth that pregnancy is a wild emotional ride.
Oh, for sure.
One moment you have that legendary glow, and then, you know, the next you're genuinely crying over a cereal commercial.
I think we've all been there in some form.
So the mission of this deep dive isn't just about feeling better for a minute. It's about building resilience, right?
Mm.
And joy during this huge transformation.
A massive physical and psychological transformation.
Before we really jump in, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to our channel and make sure you activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
And definitely press the like button if you love our show.
Yeah, it really helps the algorithm, you know, so other people can find this knowledge too.
Okay, so where do we start?
So here's where it gets really, really interesting. The first two points, they focus entirely on building an internal foundation. On mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Point one is all about embracing the journey, the messy parts and the magical parts.
Even when your favorite jeans don't fit anymore?
Exactly. It's direct about accepting those body changes.
And what's so revolutionary about leading with this is that it prioritizes acceptance over, like, performance.
What do you mean by performance?
Well, the source recognizes that a lot of stress comes from fighting the process, from trying to be the perfect pregnant person. So the advice is wonderfully anti-hustle.
It actually tells you to slow down.
Actively slow down. Take deep breaths. Cherish those little kicks. Try prenatal yoga. It even says binge comfort shows. Or just sit quietly and daydream.
So it's giving you permission to redefine what being productive even means right now.
Precisely. Right now, productivity is growing a human. Full stop.
That reframing is so powerful. It's not laziness. It's a critical action. But okay, how does embracing the messy parts, you know, the nausea, the mood swings, how does that work with our need for some kind of order? That feels like it leads right into point two.
It's the perfect lead-in. That tension is exactly what the guide tackles next. Point two stresses the need to let go of the control freak within.
I think a lot of us can relate to that one.
Oh, absolutely. And what's so fascinating here is the insight that trying to plan every single variable is just the fastest way to get exhausted and disappointed.
Because pregnancy is just inherently unpredictable.
Totally. The stress isn't really the surprise itself. It's the frustration that your perfectly crafted plan just failed.
So the goal isn't to just become passive. It's more like a targeted surrender.
That's a great way to put it. Targeted surrender. It's trusting the biological process, trusting the baby's rhythm. And that is so freeing.
It shifts your energy from fighting the inevitable to flowing with it. So it sounds like the guide is saying acceptance is like the prerequisite for any real stress relief.
It's the absolute foundation. But what happens when the outside world tests that mindset?
Exactly. So moving from that internal mindset to external preparation, we have to talk about real world stuff. Surprises will happen.
Things like bed rest, weird cravings, or surprise hospital visits.
Yes. So point three gets into how the Pitcott Guide suggests we minimize the shock from these things.
And the key distinction here is that this is proactive preparation. It's not anxiety-driven worrying.
Right. It's not just sitting around imagining worst-case scenarios.
No. The material suggests very specific steps. Talk with your doctor openly, learn what signs to watch for, and crucially, keep your just-in-case plan ready.
A bag packed, maybe childcare lined up for other kids?
All of that. This safety net, it doesn't eliminate the surprise, but it gives you a pre-cleared path forward, and that dramatically lowers your body's cortisol response when things do go sideways.
That proactive safety net sounds incredibly grounding. And speaking of safety nets, that brings us to point four, which is just fundamental.
Build a support team.
The guide is so emphatic about this. This is not a journey to take alone. It asks, who is helping you hold that plan?
Yeah, and the source advises identifying your core people, your rocks, your partner, your mom, your best friend. But what really elevates this advice is the focus on community support.
Not just the people you already know.
Exactly. Joining a pregnancy group or an online forum is critical, not just for, you know, practical tips, but for shared emotional validation.
Oh, that's huge.
The source identifies that moment when you realize another mom is also weeping over the same commercial. And you get to share that feeling of saying, me too.
And it calls that instant relief.
Because that shared humanity is such a powerful anti-stress agent.
That feeling of, oh, I'm not the only one. Knowing your weird craving or your sudden weepiness is totally normal. It can just dissolve that sense of isolation.
A massive return on investment for just reaching out.
You know, if you are finding these insights valuable, this is a good time to remember that all of this comes from the excellent material available from Pitcott's best-selling ebooks.
Mm-hmm.
For more deep dives like this, and to explore the source material itself, you can visit www.pitcott.com/schwickabooks to download them today.
So let's pivot from preparation to the active day-to-day strategies for reducing the load. Starting with point five, say yes to help, seriously.
This one sounds so simple, but I think for a lot of people listening, accepting help can feel like admitting you're weak or that you're failing somehow.
Right. But the guide is very clear. It's about wisdom, not weakness.
Yep.
How does it frame that?
It's about energy conservation. You need maximum energy to grow a human. The guide reframes delegation as a form of self-care.
I like that.
It gives really specific permission-giving examples. Say yes if someone offers to bring groceries. Say yes if someone offers to babysit your toddler while you nap.
So it's not about being unable to do it. It's about choosing where to send your energy.
Exactly. The instruction is to delegate like a queen. By accepting that help, you are literally conserving the energy you need for the most important job.
Delegating like a queen. I love that. And that focus on freeing up your bandwidth, both emotional and physical, it connects perfectly to point six.
Which is talk it out. Even the tough stuff.
Yeah.
And the guide is very honest about the huge range of intense and sometimes, you know, conflicting emotions that can weigh you down.
It's not just about logistics.
Not at all. We're talking about feeling frustrated by constant back pain, being nervous about birth, or even, you know, a sense of sadness over losing your pre-pregnancy identity.
Things people don't always feel comfortable admitting.
Exactly. And bottling that stuff up doesn't make it disappear. It just makes your emotional plate heavier. So you have to open up to your partner or your best friend.
It's like an emotional release valve.
It's an essential emotional decompression. And if venting is free, well, point seven brings us to a more tactile physical form of relief.
Prenatal massage.
Yeah. Point seven calls this an instant bliss solution. And what's insightful is the rationale behind it. It's not just about pampering.
There's a physiological reason for it.
A big one. With a doctor's okay, a prenatal massage is calming, but it also helps with very specific physical problems. A qualified therapist can safely target things like sciatic nerve pressure or lower back strain.
Things that are a huge source of physical stress.
A massive source.
Mm-hmm.
And it also stimulates circulation and helps with lymphatic drainage, which seriously reduces swelling. It's a total body and mind reset.
So it's actually addressing the cause of the physical stress, not just the symptom. And the guide gives that really important precaution, right?
Yes. Make sure the massage therapist is certified for prenatal care. You need someone with specialized knowledge.
Okay, so that brings us to our last section, which is all about the small steps, the micro practices that can make a huge difference day to day.
Right, starting with point eight, which is about integrating mindfulness.
Which can sound intimidating to some people.
It can, but the guide makes mindfulness incredibly accessible. It debunks the myth that you have to sit cross-legged for an hour.
So what's the entry point? What's the simplest thing it recommends?
The most immediate practical technique it gives is to simply place your hands on your belly and take five slow, deep breaths. That's it.
That physical connection.
It's a powerful anchor. Another simple one is journaling your feelings for just 10 minutes a day. These little moments, they keep you grounded and connected, and they can stop that stress spiral from taking off.
And then there's the advice that is maybe the most important, but also the hardest to actually do in a busy life.
Point nine. Rest when your body whispers.
That specific phrasing, when your body whispers, that's key, isn't it?
It's crucial. Your body is working overtime, waiting until you're totally depleted, until your body is, screaming at you. That's too late.
So it's about preemptive rest.
It's maintenance, not recovery. The source drives this home with a great analogy. It compares a good nap to a mini vacation without the airport trauma.
I'll take that.
It's non-negotiable energy management.
And finally, we end on a really joyful and also evidence-based note, point 10.
Laugh a lot. It's the best medicine.
It's simple, but it's true.
It's magic. And it's scientifically proven to be an amazing stress reliever. Laughter releases endorphins and it reduces your cortisol levels. It's a biological break from anxiety.
So the guide actually tells you to seek out joy.
Actively. Watch comedies, swap pregnancy memes, or just, quote, laugh at the silly stuff, like crying over melted ice cream.
It's a reminder that this wild, messy ride is also supposed to be fun.
It's the ultimate win-win. Good for your spirit, good for your physiology.
So, when you put it all together, what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Well, the Pidcock material offers this really deep assurance. It says that while pregnancy is a roller coaster, you are so much stronger than you know. And by combining that internal acceptance, the practical preparation, building those support structures, and using these daily practices, especially embracing help and prioritizing laughter, you can navigate the stress.
And you can create that peaceful, joy-filled experience the guide promises.
You really can.
This deep dive gives you real concrete ways to manage that emotional plate, whether you're, leaning on mindful breathing or learning to delegate like a queen.
You have the tools. You are supported.
And remember, for more comprehensive resources and to explore all these ideas further, you can visit www.pitcot.com.
And if you enjoyed this conversation, please press that like button. It really does help us reach others.
And if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us.